Cheers!
Alright, so I guess the first thing we should do is explain what happened this morning.
Where do we begin? I mean, really?
We can begin with, like, 24 hours ago.
Okay.
That's not really this morning.
That's this morning
when you haven't really been bed.
So, here's the deal. This is why we're so late. I was supposed to be bringing the majority of the stuff. The problem with that is that I was coming up Wednesday, and the stuff was coming up Thursday. So I entrusted it all to my friend. And through circumstantial things and problems and lots of stuff, he didn't end up leaving until, 4. And then it's a 4-hour drive. So we didn't really get, and there was all sorts of complications, and we had problems. So it didn't end up getting here until, like, almost midnight. So we have been up for a very, very long time trying to get everything set up, and we finally have it almost all done. Almost.
Yeah, the one thing we don't have is we don't have IRC in here.
Wait, what now?
We don't. Remember, we're going to try to get the IRC, you know, visible? So right now they're all talking to us, and...
Well, we have our handy-dandy trusty engineer, Darko, on.
Oh, yeah, Darko.
Yeah, that's only if I care to actually let you know what's going on.
You should probably... I mean, what else are we going to do? We can only talk for so long about...
Hookers.
Yeah.
About hookers and the hookers at whore?
I can talk for so long about hookers.
They're expensive and not usually that great. That's all that matters.
But
that conversation's
from personal
done.
Experience.
Yeah. All right. So we've got the...
That light looks orange, not red.
We've built a nice
little,
like, supposedly soundproof booth here.
It's not really all that soundproof.
Yeah, I can't. This conference is so loud, especially for a Friday.
Well, when
there's so many people here.
When you put 3,000 people in a room, you're going to have noise issues no matter what happens.
Usually Friday is like the slow day. I can't imagine what it's going to be like tomorrow.
Oh, well, we're doing work on this as we go along. We're not done with this by any stretch.
Oh, no, not even close.
What do you mean this? Like this room?
Like this, yeah.
Oh, everything. No, I still have to write.
We got a window. We got windows to put in.
I don't think we're... Oh.
Are we going to nix the windows? I thought we were still having that plan.
I'm a little scared to put the windows in, to be honest.
Why?
Well, because A, people are going to look in here and see us. And
are you afraid? I can see you.
Awesome. And secondly, I don't know what will happen when we take away the insulation and put in plexiglass. That will be bad.
How thick is it, like, are we looking to get?
Well, I thought we were going to do two panes. One on the front, one on the outside.
Well, sure, but that doesn't mean that...
Oh, God, that would be so great.
Can we just put a camera in here?
We're supposed to. No, that's the other one.
We got a webcam.
It's like a window.
Well, the webcam that came in is actually going to go on the production computer, so it's outside the booth. But we still need one to get in here, and I was hoping I'd grab someone's laptop with the webcam and just get it in here. And then hopefully we can actually stream the IRC from that laptop as well.
Well, I'm working on it. Darko's working on it. We're working on it.
We just need to find a laptop that someone doesn't mind let us sit in here.
Yoinks.
That's neat.
In the meantime,
out there.
The booth just needs more dicks.
Wait. You hear us out where?
Oh, yeah.
Outside.
We're drawing on the walls.
Dicks. Lots of dicks. It's like a frat party in here.
That was a butt.
that's the sound of a ball sack.
Wait. Here, I'll show you.
Yeah.
Unless you're outside and there's no window, I can't show you. Sorry.
For anybody who might be actually at the conference and hearing this, if you're doing a show, you're more than welcome to come doodle on the booth and make it look pretty.
Or even if you're not, just stop by.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, if you're not, you want to come doodle?
Apparently they're accusing you and IRC of being trannies.
Wait, who's trannies?
I don't know. So
Money's a tranny?
Somebody being a tranny.
We should go around and introduce ourselves.
Well,
we do have
a tranny next to me.
Let's go.
He's kind of a tranny.
Yeah, we're doing this kind of backwards. This is bad radio up and down.
When did that happen? Right.
Apparently they were accusing Bunny of being a tranny.
I'm going to fix this.
Oh,
right
I'm
now.
A tranny?
Apparently.
Wait, so am I a male trying to be a female or a female trying to be a male?
Well, they're saying the chick was a tranny, so I don't know if it's you they're accusing of being a tranny or if...
I'm the only chick in here.
Wait, which one do they think is a chick? They might not even be talking about Bunny.
Johnny's excited now.
I might.
Okay, maybe we should do that official introduction. We can go by mics. 1, 2, 3.
Oh,
four.
Yeah, I got mic one. All right. Here on mic one, this is Johnny Christmas.
Here on mic two, this is Nick God.
Mic three. No, I got mic three. You just hush.
Oh,
hush. You got four.
Mic three is Bunny.
Why is this an N?
This is Bunny on mic three. Next.
All right, Cobalt is on mic four.
All right.
All right. And, it's probably still me. They think this is tranny.
Probably.
Cool. I am starting to lose my voice like last time. It's all raspy.
All right.
Oh, yeah, side note, if you want to come sit in the booth and have an epileptic seizure because of the light, that's totally cool, too.
The on-air light is like, oh! Yeah. Oh.
Stop that! Awesome. There's holes in the top air. Of this, and I can so throw something outside this hole and land on you,
that's
Darker.
That's true. Bunny's talking about her holes again. There's dicks on all of the walls.
This is I'm using the boa to shield me from the light. Yes, we have like a 20-foot pink boa in here, and it's covering me from the light.
This is definitely more than 20 feet. This is almost 40.
Okay, 40. Whatever works. Yeah. All I know is it's huge.
This was my personal gift to Bunny because she kept trying to steal my
boas
last time. Oh, yeah, and she's a tranny.
So I got a boa.
Trannies love boas.
Yeah. Wouldn't that also make me a tranny then?
I'd make him a tranny too.
Wisdom in the IRC chat is asking if the tranny brought the boa.
That depends on who he thinks
that we need. Yeah, we discussed this. Johnny Christmas brought the boa and gave it to me, and now it's decorating the table.
I'm sure there's probably a delay in which
it's only like a second or two, because I'm listening to the delay in one ear.
All right. Well,
No, you're listening to the delay. You're not listening to the
stream. The problem
delay.
Here is that they need to specify, because Bunny does have boy hair, but I'm wearing eyeliner.
And so he's wearing girl pants.
And Bloom is wearing
cargo shorts.
Girl pants.
Oh, are you not wearing girl pants today?
I'm wearing cargo shorts.
So which one of us
and
is
he's
the
a cooter.
Because we'll cop to it, but you better call us out first.
I think what he's saying is we're all kind of trannies.
And I think what I'm saying
right
is
now,
everything
we're all trannies.
Has a price, and for the right amount of money, I'll put on a little dress and dance for you. Is this the Radio Statler chat room or Hope?
Radio Statler chat room.
Oh, good. Our own fans are calling us trannies. They went through the effort of actually going into the Radio Statler chat to harass us directly.
So, thank you.
We should get a laptop with a webcam and a chat in the IRC.
What did I just say, like,
I
5
don't know.
Minutes ago?
This is when have I ever listened to you?
You should start now?
No. Why? I'm having a good run.
So, which one of you claim male and which one claim female on the marriage papers, since you're both trannies?
You have to specify.
I wear the pants. That's all that matters. I don't know which one I've got inside the pants, but I wear the pants.
Oh.
Probably. I rock some mean eyeliner. That's all I'm saying.
He probably knows more about makeup than I do.
Yeah. But she knows more about patchouli.
Ah, I do.
And Walmart.
I know a lot about Walmart, unfortunately.
You do have a disgusting amount of knowledge of Walmart.
Yeah.
And apparently an absolute disdain for Costco.
She's the four-square mayor of Walmart for St. Louis.
Yes, I am. I'm also the four-square mayor of McDonald's St. Louis and Subway in St. Louis.
You can tell Bunny's life from her mayorship.
Oh, Jack in the Box. That's the one I can visit the most.
Walmart, fast food, and home.
Wait a minute. There's transsexual rednecks. I don't believe it.
Is that the Jack in the Box down the street from you that you sent me in Bluetooth that one time?
I assume so.
That
yeah.
Was, that was
the one where you guys got lost and ended up like
a
completely different Jack in the Box.
I can't look at a Jack in the Box commercial
Let's
anymore.
Let's not forget the food
so
poisoning. That was fantastic. Yeah.
Wait, we had food poisoning?
So, guys, we now have a Ustream going, and we'll give out the address to everyone. It's
do we got the webcam under the booth?
It's www.ustream.tv/channel/radiostatler.
Is it hyphenated or is it all one word?
All one word, no hyphens. Stoppa is currently dancing like an idiot on camera. Wow.
Bunny, you're pointing to
the
drawing
not,
of a dick.
That's not the camera. That's not the camera in the booth, though.
No, there's not a camera in the booth
that's yet. To look
so
at
is this where we're supposed to run out one at a time and like get on the webcam so they can figure out which one is the tranny?
Yes, of course.
We can play Who's the Tranny?
Are you, okay, guys, in the chat room, are you ready to play Who's the Tranny?
Who's the Tranny?
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Who's the Tranny, starring your host, Tech Durko, and our contestants today, Bunny, Nika, Johnny Christmas, and Blue.
All right, I'm coming out. This is Johnny Christmas, coming out to model for Who's the Tranny.
Here comes contestant number one, Johnny.
Hey, everyone
Christmas.
Still in the booth. I don't think we have to move. I think Who's the Tranny is about to be over. Just for the record.
Speaking of which, is the webcam officially on the production computer so we know where we're going?
Yes.
I still have no idea where I'm going.
Back there.
So that way?
So, ladies and gentlemen, now we have Johnny Christmas. Contestant number one. You're right there.
Should I read anything into the order you called out the names, by the way? Maybe?
What now?
What?
Well, that would make me number two.
Yeah, well, you're going to have the number two, Mike.
Tuck-tuck-o.
But you have the number, like, three or something, Mike.
Yeah, number three, Mike. So two comes before three.
Yes, but he announced you first.
Oh, well,
that's because Lenny's special. And, Nick, please do me a favor. Actually get near your mic as compared to, you know, when I set your levels and, like, going all the way back, because you sound all hell quiets now.
He's scared. He's scared of who's the trainee.
I'm just trying to make it interesting all right. for you.
Who's next?
Cooter's next.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're number two.
You're Mike number two. You gotta go.
All right.
All right, here comes contestant
next
number
up,
two.
Harry Cooter was a very tranny.
Harry Cooter. Also known as Nick God.
It's the eyesight camera.
If he, actually, here he comes. Here he comes modeling the latest fashion in t-shirt and jeans. Strutting down the runway.
The door open.
You notice, actually, he's actually putting a little strut on today. He's trying to actually shake his step out here.
Hey, guys, just for the record, when you're voting, Harry Cooter left the back door of the booth open. Just so you know. Just so everybody knows.
Well, hackers do use the back door.
Hello.
That's a good save.
All right, so are we time for contestant number three?
That would be me.
All right, here comes contestant number three, all the way from a cornfield in the Midwest. Bunny Burns.
She comes from the slums of the Midwest.
No, well, she lives in the slums of the Midwest. She's from the cornfield.
Oh, Lord.
Like, literally, she was born in the cornfield?
The production computer. Keep walking.
What is with the camera on the wall?
We're going to have a second camera going.
No,
somebody drew a camera.
He doesn't get it.
A drawing of a penis and a camera on the wall in here.
Oh, Bunny was taking pictures of guys' things last night.
Oh, so she could figure out how she wants her tranny one to look like?
Yes. Right. She wanted to decide, you know, before the surgery. And yes, for anybody who's watching, there is a delay between the video and the audio. That's Ustream, not us. Sorry.
That's because
are you ready? Are you ready now?
Four.
Okay, time for contestant number four, Blue. I have nothing else.
He needs no introduction.
This is not fair. He's not wearing girl pants today.
Yeah.
He always wears girl pants, so imagine him in girl pants.
He does have that heaving bosom, though. So I'll give him that.
Someone's knocking on the wall. Who's knocking on the wall?
I don't know.
Hey, guys, who's knocking on the wall?
We should knock back. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, everybody who's here at the con, if you want to let us know that you're listening, come and bang on the side of the radio booth we set up.
Well, everyone heard that, so they'll be coming now.
Yeah. All right, so...
That doesn't defeat the purpose at all.
So start taking votes on who's the tranny.
All right, voting starts now.
Wait. What is the prize?
What's the prize?
Who's the tranny has to have a prize?
I think the prize is... I don't know. Do you want to be the tranny or do you want to not be the tranny? Like, who's the winner? Is
yes.
The first question.
Then
we'll work on a prize.
Yes.
We're contestant number five. Stop Ace here, humping the chair.
No, that doesn't count because Stop Ace is actually a tranny and everyone knows.
Oh.
He can't count. He's disqualified.
All right, sorry. Stop Ace has been disqualified. So decide between the four contestants. Who is the tranny?
Prize. Where's the prize?
The prize is Stop Ace.
The prize is a trip to the closet with Stop Ace.
Oh.
Like, or the men's room.
You said we get to come out of the closet?
The
apparently, we have a suggestion that it should instead be who's not the tranny.
Okay, all right, who's not the tranny?
Yes!
The prize is 7 minutes in heaven to Captain Crunch.
In the 500 square foot bathroom.
So that's a nice bathroom.
Yeah. Have you guys been in the woman's bathroom?
It's the same size.
Is it? I don't know, but it is massive.
Yeah.
I was in the bathroom with someone else.
So far.
We gotta keep going. I was in the bathroom. There was another female in there. She was using the stall.
Wait, is this female in quotes?
Hold on. I went all the way back to the very last stall, and apparently she went somewhere in the front part, and I actually could not hear anybody. So it's that big that there was someone else in the bathroom, and I had no idea. I didn't hear the toilet flush. I didn't hear anything.
The men's room.
Maybe she didn't flush the toilet. Maybe
so. We
maybe
have
that was actually it.
We have this huge. As you walk in, there's this huge room
lobby.
And then there are two stalls, and that's it.
Oh, we have, like, a row of stalls, sinks, a whole nother room, and a whole nother row of stalls and sinks. Yeah,
so we've gotten three votes on the who's the, not the tranny contest.
Oh, that's no fun.
Hey, it's an odd number. That means somebody wins, right?
Yeah.
Wait, no,
well,
there's, like, four of us.
One of us definitely been, did not get a vote.
There's been one vote for none of the above.
Hilarious.
And two votes for Bunny.
Woo!
So apparently Bunny gets 7 minutes in heaven with Captain Crunch.
Nice.
Just don't forget to bring the posters.
Can I trade it out for, like, someone else?
No.
Aw.
All right. This is good radio right here.
All right. So I feel better about my life now.
Because you're not a tranny.
I guess I'm not the tranny. So it's up to you three to be the tranny.
I'll show them my boobies.
I think we need to stop it to get the webcam in there up first.
We do, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of hot in here, and I took my pants off, but only because it's hot in here. Not
because he has a cooter sitting across from him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we need to get that laptop in here so we can actually, you know, not have to get messages from Darko. And they can stare at us. And this horribly blinky light.
Yeah, you know, with the webcam working here, like, I think this would screw with it.
It'd be trippy. I mean, it'd be like free acid trip.
If the webcam can handle it, you'd have to, like, turn off any auto adjustment. But
I just hear what sounds like wind?
Yeah, I hear it too.
Yeah.
Apparently we are on top of the Hotel Pennsylvania.
Oh, man. My microphone smells like bacon.
We haven't ate any bacon yet.
I know, that's what's weird.
It's in the fridge.
No, we are the first ones to use these microphones, and I haven't eaten bacon.
New.
But did you get them from
mine smells like nothing.
Did these mice come from the bacon store?
No, they came from B&H.
Bacon? Should I eat it?
I would think B&H actually would be the opposite of the bacon
Bunny
store.
Bunny totally is, like, deep-throating that mic. Oh, my God.
All you have to do is send something with bacon, and Bunny will deep-throat it.
I know.
No, cheese.
No.
What about cheese with bacon in it?
That's awesome, but I'm willing to do just cheese.
We were supposed to have the cheese now.
Yeah, right now we should be talking about cheese and eating cheese and
well,
cooking
apparently
it.
Well,
actually,
we are.
That's true,
Hacked,
but we're not cooking it. That's the problem.
Well, I am sorry about that. That was legitimately
Red
my
Hacked
fault.
Came by with booze to do the cheese hour, but we told him it wasn't happening because you said it wasn't.
Well, we needed it, some way to
cook
it.
You kept the booze, right?
I'm pretty sure there's
a
cheese
why
hour.
Why didn't you keep the booze?
You kept the booze, right? You didn't let him leave with it.
No, they're holding it hostage.
Go find him and get our booze back. Tell him I want.
No, I'm not going to fight him in units.
All right. Well.
Plus, Mike's down there.
He is.
Oh, but you know what else is down there?
The speakers.
Booze. Hookers.
Hookers.
And speakers. Right next to the registration desk.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. If I may, this is Johnny Christmas, the dude with the big bloody headband that's been walking around up and down the escalator
he
and
looks
whatnot.
Like, he
the
looks
one that
like
looks like a bad
Karate
Keanu
Kid.
Reeves 80 movie.
Like, Karate Kid never actually fully grew up, but he grew up.
Yeah.
He forgot
I look
that he
like
grew
a
up.
Tranny Karate Kid, apparently.
Especially with the red light blinking.
And I would like
that red glow from the movie.
I would like to send a personal shout out to the prostitute standing by the glass door at the registration desk.
Your shoes are great.
Your shoes are phenomenal, but you are a little bit too old for the crowd here. Not to say that you're old. It's just all of the other prostitutes that have been through here look like they're 15, and maybe, and I think you're just out of your element.
What, by 2 years?
By 2 years, and you might want to maybe head to the other side of the glass door and just work the lobby. But I'll be down later, so if you see me, go ahead, grab me, say hi, we'll chat. I'll tell you how to make that dress look a little bit better, because somebody needs to.
Oh.
Next topic.
Oh. Ouch.
Now, Darker, you turned the speakers downstairs up when you were going through that, right?
Oh, you want to kill the speakers downstairs?
No, turn them up. Turn them up.
They're up.
Turn them up. This is, yeah.
They're up loud.
She might not be near them now, you know? Can they hear it in the lobby of the hotel? That's what I want.
I don't think the lobby.
I don't think they'd be loud enough.
Well, they could probably reach the registration, but like the lobby of the hotel or the lobby where the registration desk is.
Why don't we just start saying like offensive things over and over very loud? So whenever that glass door does open, people in the lobby.
I'm pretty sure the speakers downstairs would wind up getting turned off.
Oh.
Probably in about 5 minutes.
Yeah,
it might already be off now. We just don't know it.
Yeah. I don't know, we might be storming off the escalator. In which case, thank God I'm locked in this room. That chick could totally kick my ass.
We're sending a scout down to find out if the speakers are still on. So right. I'll be back in a moment.
No, find out if that hooker's there.
Okay, I'll have him check the both.
All right. And of course, you realize there's no lock on this door, right? You're not actually locked in here.
Yeah, if she comes in here, I'm screwed because I'm trapped in the corner of this room with one door.
Yeah, no, you're screwed. She's probably going to go for you and hit me instead.
She's probably going to think you're me. Does the ceiling come off or is this bolted down?
No, the ceiling does come off.
Okay, so I can hop on the table, just pop a tile, and run.
We're sending
That's why I'm wearing my snake headband.
We're sending ATG downstairs to check. He seemed very unexcited when I told him to go check the speakers, but he got very excited when I told him to go check if the hooker was still there.
Wait. You told him hooker.
I thought there only was one was here. Are there both?
No,
there's
like kidding?
Four.
There's four
this
now?
This is swarming with them.
There's literally like hookers everywhere.
Yeah.
The acronym needs to be changed.
Okay, you know, this is a public service announcement to
hookers
everyone.
Hookers on planet Earth.
Exactly.
At the Hookers on Planet Earth Conference.
2010.
There are four prostitutes that I know of here currently. I've personally seen three of them. Here's what they look like.
He/she has only personally been involved with one of them, to the best of my knowledge.
The fourth one is missing, and I swear to God, I have no knowledge as to why. Don't go in my room, or at least the closet. Bunny has that bricked up closet in her room. It's super.
Oh,
creepy.
That
you have
is
the ghost room.
Yeah.
Tell us your ghost room story.
Both of them? Like, because there was the two events?
Yeah.
I did sleep there for an hour, and nothing, like, killed me.
Well,
so
that's good.
It's right on the other side of my bed.
It didn't kill you because it was waiting for tonight.
It's because it was still trying
wait,
to
wait, why is it
going to
wait for tonight? Why didn't it just take last night?
Because you were only there for an hour. It couldn't terrorize you sufficiently.
It knew.
It's because it only terrorizes women, and it's
and we got the dead body in the elevator shaft.
Yeah,
the dead body in the elevator shaft.
Yes,
in the one that has stopped us. Me,
Sleepa,
and Mad Joe. We got stuck in the elevator after I made fun of the dead body in the shaft.
This hotel must be haunted.
And it's all coming at me.
It hates you.
It's not like me.
It hates you like Toggy.
Oh, and our little please do not disturb sign.
Uh-huh.
We were putting it on the door today. You could put it on the handle, and then it just moved right off and fell on the ground. So I have it taped now, but without it taped, it just moves on its own and falls off.
Room service will come in.
Yeah.
All right, so tell us the story.
Oh, about the room?
Yeah.
Okay, last
Hang
night...
Hang on, let me get my pants off.
Who was it? Oh, it was Stop A with me. We went up to the room, check it out, what I got in the room, because our room is huge. It has like three beds, and it's massive. You can have a party. I open the door.
It's the one huge room at the Hotel Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It's actually the lobby of the women's bathroom. She just doesn't want to tell anyone that.
But I open the one door. Oh, that's the closet. It has the ironing board. Okay, cool. Shut the door. What's this door? Open the door. It's dark. Can't see anything. So I'm like, okay, well, light. Okay, light switch doesn't work. Light switch. I just went on, off. Nothing worked. Okay, whatever. Shut the door. I left. Stop, I went in the bathroom. And I'm like, oh, I got a flashlight app on my phone. Why do I turn it on? What is that?
What do you think it is?
Some really bad nipples. Anyways.
Those are normal nipples, so you have really bad nipples.
One's bigger than
the other.
There's only
one way to tell.
Anyways, I was saying, so...
That's awful.
I turn my flashlight app on. I go back and I open the door. And sure enough, the light is now on in the room. So I kind of shriek a little bit and stop. I open the door. He's like, what? And I'm like, oh, bathroom light. You just turned it on. I bet you turned it on. So he turned it off. No, the light did not go off. I'm like, okay, creepy. So I went in, I flipped the switch, lit it, you know, turned it off. That's cool. However, while we were in there, it's all brick. It's painted white. And on one side, you can tell there's a hole that's been brick shut and then painted. And then the other side, there's metal door that's been put there and then painted closed. It's really creepy, and we're wondering what's
like,
buried in the
like
walls.
Like somebody bricked up a body in the wall?
Yeah.
Nice.
And then, it was like, we left. It was like 3 hours later or something. I went up there with... Who was I with? I was with Dustin Hoffman and...
One of the hookers?
Abstract.
Oh.
We went up there, and I showed him the room.
You wish.
And the lights would not turn on again. So we're sitting here like, well, the last time we were here, and we couldn't get the lights to come on, I turned on my flashlight app, and sure enough, it came on. So I turned on my phone, I went to go get my flashlight app, and the fucking lights came on in the room. So we were just like, oh, okay, we just shut the door and we just left. So apparently my app controls the lights in the scary closets. in our room.
Leave a note for the maid to clean the effing ghosts out of your room.
So yes, then we got the dead body in the shaft.
Yeah, there's a dead body like inside the actual elevator.
You can hear
shaft
the fingernails the hotel. Scraping it.
If you take the left dock elevator behind the hotel down between
it's the one on 33rd Street.
Yeah,
yeah,
between the
Street
second floor and the dock bay, you totally hear dead people fingers scraping against the side of the elevator car as you're going down.
Yes, and the best reaction is putting a dot red in there. And then putting it right next to the door and then going down it. It's great to see the look on his face.
He's such a wiener. But he's like a cute wiener. Like, I didn't...
He's a wiener with a hat.
Yeah, he's a wiener with a hat.
He does like not want to take off.
I guess
off.
It's a condom, isn't it? Like a...
It is very form-fitting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So...
So I've received a report from downstairs.
Oh.
Apparently we are lacking hookers now.
Aww, they
wait,
must
elect.
You scared him away, you son of a bitch.
Well, they're lacking hookers now.
Are the speakers still on?
To move along.
Okay, so...
The speakers are still on and they've been turned up.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So how far? He needs to send him back down and see how far away he can get and how far he can hear us.
Hey, AT Geek,
I was down there earlier
us?
And I could hear the entire lobby area.
AT Geek, if you can hear
us. Go up to the desk.
Go up to the desk, see if you can hear us clearly, and then go into the lobby and see if you can hear us.
And see if there are hookers when you're there, too.
Yes, look for the hookers. We all are curious about the hookers.
Okay, so like right across from the registration desk.
Nathan's and get me some cheese fries.
Oh, yeah, go get some McDonald's for me.
AT Geek, he just got back. Yeah. He's been requested to go to McDonald's.
The McDonald's doesn't do free delivery anymore. Nathan.
I know.
There was a McDonald's here that did free delivery.
It's right next door to the Hotel Penn. And the last 2 years, it's had free delivery.
Breaking news from AT Geek, you all can go fuck yourselves.
We
right now?
We knew that. That's not news. I've been doing that this whole time.
Oh, we did tell you about the camera, right?
What camera?
The one we've been videotaping for, Hope Gone Wild.
Oh.
Is that why the hookers are here?
It all makes sense.
It all makes sense.
It's a new way to make money.
Not with those hookers. The only decent one is the one that's sitting like on the wall couch in the lobby, just giving puppy dog eyes to all the guys that walk past, trying to get them to talk to her. But she's also
which one?
She's the one that looks like she's 15.
I think I missed her.
Really? Okay.
Oh, there's the wind.
She's been down there the entire night. Like, oh, and then there's the fat one with like the red Kool-Aid in her hair, and I saw her all up in a couple of bums last night, like fighting them, like
oh yeah, we like, were outside.
Yeah,
for
me and Bunny were out there. It was like 4 a.m. and she was all like about to beat the crap out of these hobos, like going nuts on them, like all in their face.
Oh, speaking of
so
hobos,
don't mess with the fat hooker.
It was you with me with the hobo experience last night, right? Not the one when we went to Kinko's.
Oh, the glory the one? Hole
no, not that one.
Oh, okay.
The first one with the cigarette.
That was Murdoch, not a hobo.
No, hang on. The first one with the cigarette?
With the cigarette. You were, so I had a hobo experience. So I had two, actually, last night. The first one, when I was sitting right outside the hotel, saw one coming near me, and he saw the cigarette. So, of course, you know, he's like, cigarette. So I was waiting for the, can I have a cigarette? And finally, like, this Jeep, like, you know.
Guys, really. We actually have a couple of people coming to film you.
Oh, okay, cool.
Uh-oh.
You interrupted my story.
Is nudity already here?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We
should we put our pants back
decent,
on?
Right?
Who are these people?
Hacker News.
Hacker News is here. We'd like to welcome our friends at HackerNews.com for coming in and making us look important.
Yeah. And for the record, he's wearing pants. We don't know if we agree with it, but, you know, it's going to end up on the internet. For posterity's sake.
What's up, Hacker
the rest
News?
Of them
no, you're on my
stickers!
Ooh.
Oh, wait, stickers? Can we get some?
Yes! Yes!
Oh, God, I love stickers.
Darko, we're not giving you one. You don't get one.
That's awesome.
And
okay, so
Nick God is now muted.
So am I going back to my little hobo story here?
Ooh. Okay. All right, back to Bunny's hobo
okay,
story.
Okay, so finally this
is
hobo...
is horrible news when we're calling out the news camera.
He finally, this hobo, he finally speaks up in this, like, deep, Barry Manilow voice. He's like, can you spare a drag off that cigarette? I was like,
can you spare a drag off that cigarette?
Yeah, kind of like that. And unfortunately, I was too tired to be nice, but I did say no thanks. But at the same time, I gave a really nasty look and rolled my eyes, and then I thought he was going to kill me.
Yeah, but the no thanks was like equally as like bad because you're like, no thanks. Like it went like no thanks is something appropriate for when they're offering you something. Like he was offering you to put his mouth on your cigarettes.
Oh, do you want to do the...
Like
the
can we pause for effect for a minute after that comment?
Can we also get rid of the boa while we're being videotaped? Or just
too late, dude. You're busted.
Cooter, it's in here. Sorry.
Cooter, I'm sorry, but the boa is just you. You're going to have to admit
it's
it.
It's up to you to describe the second hobo experience. When we went to
the second hobo experience is my personal favorite.
It's the scariest.
Wait, of this hope or of all the
hopes? No, this one.
No. Oh, okay.
When we went to Kiko's last night.
That's the... Bye. Captain News is gone.
Bye!
That was short
and
sweet.
On the wall and he left. He totally just sniped our radio show.
Yeah, he did.
He took our pants, too.
Yeah, he did take your pants.
Hacker News, why do you have our pants?
If somebody outside in production, the Hacker News guy has like four pairs of pants, fuck, jump him.
Can you please get our pants back?
Sorry, he just bribed us with stickers to let him take your pants since you guys weren't going to give us any.
They're nice stickers.
I still got my underwear.
Hacker News is now walking away with your pants.
Well, attention, Hope. John Christmas will be wearing a Hacker News Network sticker instead of pants because of Hacker News Network. Do not get mad at Johnny Christmas for this. And also, I'll be wearing it like on my hip, so it's not
so balls.
Doesn't actually do anything.
The second hobo experience. It's pushing 5 a.m. at this point, and Bunny and I had to go down to the 24-hour Kinko's to get the Statler Radio Statler badges made for everybody.
Which are somewhat beautiful.
Somewhat beautiful.
They're oddly cut. They're all uneven, but makes them all special.
Hey.
I said it makes them all special.
Okay. And along the way, there was a hobo, which it might not have been a hobo. There was a gentleman.
I think it was a hobo. That was an awful big coat for someone who has a pussy.
I'm
going
to give him the benefit of the doubt and say he's a hobo just because it allows him to get away with this easier. Because if it was just a dude, it's even weirder. There was a hobo. He had a very nice leather coat on. Nice. I don't know the brand of the jeans, but they were clearly like designer jeans. His shoes were nice. Like, he was very well dressed. Did he have a hat on?
I think he had a hat on.
I don't know about the hat. But he's very, like, that's why, like, I don't know if he was a hobo or just, like, a meth head. But he's very nicely dressed. And he was, he was standing against the wall in a method, like, a manner that looked like he was trying to penetrate it. Like, fornicate with the wall. Like, but he wasn't, like, doing a humping motion. He was just kind of in that, like, weird stance.
He did have the hand that, like, when we passed by him, the hand that you would see when you turn around, you could see it was moving.
Well, hang on. Like, as we passed by.
Okay, sorry. Yeah.
So, like, all right, it was this dude, and, like, he's eyeballing us, and we walked past him.
Oh, yeah, he's eyeballing us, by the way, like, hardcore.
Yeah, and one of us. I don't know if he's eyeballing me or Bunny. It was a whole... What's that? Okay. And as we walked past, you see, like, he's got his hand, like, up under the coat in the crotchetal area. And it's definitely moving around, but, like, not too fast. Just kind of moving around. And as we get past him further and then look back as we're maybe a quarter block down, he's definitely got, like, his ass hanging out of his jeans. Like, he's got his pants down. And he's grabbing around his crotchetal area, but he's pressed up against this wall.
Like his face and his,
like
his, like
his
hip and groin
cheek
are both
was against
like,
the
yeah,
bricks
yeah.
And his hips were like against the bricks of this wall. And he wasn't like in a corner like spanking it. Like he was like,
right there on the side of it.
And this is not like 7th Avenue too. This isn't like a side street. This was like like a busy, like one of the busiest streets in Manhattan. And here's this dude finally dressed like rubbing his junk against some bricks or something. We don't know. And so I suspect heavily.
Oh, I remember when he finished, we got further down, and I felt like he turned around, and he's moved. He's no longer against the wall. He's moved probably like 3 or 4 feet from it and squatting on the ground.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
Just in like a ball. And he's there that way until we couldn't see him anymore.
Yeah. Just, yeah. Squatting, but like on his feet.
I feel sorry for him.
I feel sorry for me.
Hang on. I feel
Why
sorry.
Would you feel
yeah.
sorry? He found the elusive brick wall glory hole in Manhattan.
That was the ending of the story, is that attention all hope attendees, there was very definitely a glory hole in the middle of a brick wall about two blocks down in 7th Avenue from here. Have at it.
That's probably where all the hookers went when they left the conference, just for the record.
That's where they're coming from.
No, I think all the hookers are, you know, downstairs hiding so that when things quiet down a little, they can start picking up clients again.
Once we've stopped calling them out, you mean?
Exactly.
We're trying to get drum up business. Let them, you know, hey, hookers. There are hookers here.
Come on up to the booth. We'll interview you.
Yeah. Hello, this is a building full of, like, highly paid IT professionals. So... Who's that cracking up out there?
Who is that out there?
I think that's Alex. I think that's Sleekla.
Oh, man.
Did we lose Darko?
Yes, Sleekla is out here.
Somebody thought that was the funniest thing on the planet.
they're joking about eating raw bacon.
Oh, that's not that
oh,
funny.
So they weren't laughing at us?
No, they weren't laughing at you. They were laughing at
raw bacon?
Can you mic them anyway so it sounds like people are laughing at us?
You want us to mic them?
In a good way?
Yeah, put them on a mic here. Just make them laugh randomly.
I don't know if you want to put a mic here. Out there. Like it's a, like
we need to get that studio applause and laugh.
We need a laugh track. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there was Sleekla, and now here's Nemo. No, she's hitting me until I put the mic away from her.
Okay. Can you sample them so we just push a button and?
Nick God. How is Sam set up? If I played an audio track on here, is it going to push it out?
You see the buttons on the left hand side of the screen?
Yep.
Push one.
Oh, here we go. Actually.
Most women have uneven breasts.
Not like that.
Wait, what?
No, that's
my breasts are nowhere near that kind of uneven.
There's a drawing of breasts on the wall in here.
That's not just anyone.
It's like a St. Louis bathroom in here.
One of the breasts is like huge, and the other one's just like half the size.
I'm drawing like twisted as far as I can go behind me.
Don't forget the belly button.
No, the jewelry.
Yeah, give it a belly ring.
It needs some jewelry.
Oh, apparently it's a female with a happy trail.
Yes, she got a lot of testosterone.
Whoa.
Echo. What's going on? Darko.
There was an echo for me.
If you guys wanted to actually hear any of the sound effects, unfortunately, because...
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so you can't hear crap.
Right. So you're just playing laughing tracks and we're just...
Actually, there's no laugh track in here.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not. I'm looking at it.
It's on second page.
That is a hint.
Second page, join...
Do we get a drum roll and things like that, too?
Eagle, girl screaming...
Oh, do the girl
Let's
screaming.
Let's go with that one, yeah.
Do
girl screaming.
Do you guys want to hear it or
yes.
no?
The girl okay. screaming is echo. Hilarious.
Do you need to have a setup? Like,
play it now.
Okay, I'm coming. I love the ending.
Can you make that the background music instead? Can you just loop that? This is Johnny Christmas. I'd like to welcome you all to the Rape Hour. This is excellent. I can't not listen.
Is,
now. It's like a
is that file screen. Called Murdergasm?
Murdergasm. Yeah, can you rename that wave file?
So anyway, what's the laugh track sound like?
There is one.
There is.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
I'm looking at it, Nick God. There's no laugh track.
Somebody probably deleted it because they figure we would
be
not
sure to register your copy of.
No, don't play that one.
can you play Screaming Girl again?
No.
What, for your Rape Hour?
For the Rape Hour.
What else we got in there?
The cow.
I love it.
The cow moo is also great.
There's a cow moo?
There is a cow moo.
Can you play both of them in tandem?
Yes.
Now do that and the girl at the same time.
I wouldn't make.
One more time.
There you go.
There you go. Thank you. This has been Rape Soundscape with your host, Johnny Christmas.
Oh,
we got screaming fans.
Thousands.
Keep that handy, Darko.
Of course, when Nick God starts speaking, they run away.
Except the hookers.
Uh-oh, someone broke our window.
So, apparently, we have a sad panda down at the registration desk. Because there's no cheese hour.
they can make their own cheese hour.
If anybody wants the cheese hour, we would like to have it, but unfortunately we have nothing to cook anything. So if you want some raw bacon with cheese, that's cool.
Yeah, if somebody's got a hot plate or hot ass, you can bring either one of those up here.
Of course, for those of you who aren't man enough to eat raw bacon.
Is that a cock?
That's not bacon.
Who puts cocks on the radio?
Wrong animal.
Oink.
Don't play the woman screaming.
Yes! Jackpot.
It makes any show better. It's like instant radio show.
What else do we got in there?
There's your 7th Avenue glory hole. Wow.
Alright. Got another good hope story.
Tell a story about the Triple H and the dude on the bike.
The dude on the bike.
With the directions.
Did you say Triple A?
Triple H.
H as in like the wrestler?
Like the hacker halfway house.
Oh. I thought like it was gonna be like a clothesline.
Are you new here?
I thought it was gonna be like clothesline.
So halfway house.
I never go to the halfway house party.
Triple H kisses me with a folding chair off the top turnbuckle. Out of nowhere.
No,
I've never seen anything like that in the history of WrestleMania.
It was more fun to picture the bike rider and the clothesline while he's biking down the road. That was much more fun picturing.
Hunter Hearst Helmsley on a bicycle, clotheslining me. Oh god, I've had wet dreams like that. Yeah, did you see those delts on that guy? Alright, I'm back. Sorry.
I think we found the tranny.
Yeah. Is there anything good happened? Like, what else bizarre happened yesterday?
I slept for an hour.
You slept for an hour, yeah.
That's bizarre.
We had the creepy doc with the haunted closet.
That same homeless guy for the asked me about the drag on my cigarette. He's the one that came across when I was gone, and he came up and told John that someone's watching him or something like that.
Me?
No.
Oh.
The guy that was helping us from the security desk, John. Well, he was there, the same homeless guy that came and asked me for a drag on my cigarette, made it to the other side and told him that there's people watching him and like want to beat him up or something. And then he left. I showed up right after, so he was like looking extremely paranoid.
We had the Rodney Dangerfield homeless guy.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
He was good.
It was good. It was very random, and I'm not truly sure he was really talking to us.
A homeless guy impersonating Rodney Dangerfield. Not asking for money or anything, just walking on through, doing Dangerfield jokes.
Oh, Cooter's over here getting really comfy with the microphone.
I mean, not bad.
It's like in his lap.
Yeah,
I am lazy.
I think you're excited.
Okay. Can we cut that mic feedback back off? Because that's killing me. I'm willing to live without the murdered woman just to get rid of that echo. All right. Not bad for a Thursday.
Still echoing.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Did we lose our engineer? Did someone kill him? I didn't hear the man scream.
Who's the engineer? Which one's our engineer?
Darko.
Darko!
Sorry, I was talking to people.
Polo!
We talked to
Darko! Polo!
You're an engineer, you have a job to do.
Yes, because this is so hard.
I got the joke.
Congratulations.
Darko!
Polo!
Oh, that's adorable. How about our cute as hell crayon radio stapler
signs? The color pencil. Oh, I can bitch about the store. Does it have crayons or printer paper?
The 99-cent store?
Yeah, there's a 99-cent store.
Not the dollar store, mind you, the 99-cent store.
But it's Jack's 99-cent store. And the store is like three floors, and like only a few things are 99 cents.
Whoever is Darko,
that's Darko
stop yelling.
Yeah.
Sorry, I have all kinds of people.
Yeah, anybody who is Darko,
stuff.
Don't yell.
Why not?
Ow.
Anyway, so me and Dotret and Mad Joe went in the store yesterday. We went looking for paper and crayons and tape so we can make little shameless promotion signs for Radio Statler from everywhere.
Literally everywhere.
Yes. I could go overboard. So, we walk into the store that has like three floors of everything in the world. Like, they had this cake thing there. It was all over the place. However, they did not have crayons. Who doesn't have crayons? They had pastels and they had charcoal and they had all this kind of crazy stuff.
Store.
They didn't have crayons, so we had to get colored pencils. They were like big, fat, like Blue's Clues colored pencils. They were like Blue's Clues crayons, but they're colored pencils. They're huge and fat, and they're triangled. But anyway, so then I'm like, okay, printer paper. Where's printer paper? We don't have printer paper. You don't have printer paper? Who doesn't have printer paper? Every store in the world does that. So then we had to go down this.
What the fuck is the internet?
Are you okay?
I hope you put the murder girl screaming after he said that.
I did.
Jackpot.
But anyways, yeah. So, there we go. I was very unpleased, but I had to go spend like $8 to buy paper. And then we all sat down and had everybody coloring little Radio Statler things. And then we put them up everywhere.
You have rubber what?
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 Who?
Bunny's looking around the room, darting from one to the other.
They're giggling. We've missed something because they were giggling.
Do you guys have any more free slots? Radio slots? We could totally just like fill it in with hope stories.
Well, we have, I mean, in theory, sure, but...
Who's up next? Like, how much time we got left?
We have, at 5, we have B doing Telefreak.
You have
doing
an hour
Telefreak.
And 15 minutes.
Oh, that's boy.
We have the Telefreak coming on, yeah.
We need to go out of the radio booth and go do something.
What, on air?
Yes.
We don't have the wireless set up.
Okay.
Or any mics
we'll
out
do.
Here.
Can yeah, you we'll set the wireless up so we can go on Hooker Quest 2010?
I want to go outside and have a cigarette.
Yeah.
They sit outside with a cigarette.
What we're
going to
do is we're going to give Blue a wireless mic.
Let's do it.
And he's going to go around, he's going to grab people's balls, randomly. Oh. Just come up and grab them, and then we'll work.
Just for the record, I never agreed to that.
Can we get the wireless going?
Just like a wireless. I don't know.
Like how long?
I'm not the one running the network.
How long is this going to take? I'm looking at you.
Well, what are you looking at me for? I'm in here.
You have all the answers.
Really?
She's right.
42.
All right, go do it.
Sweet. It's like how many hours I was awake the other day. It's like 42.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Good reference.
Yes.
Good reference.
So seriously, like, what's the, like...
I don't know. All we have to do is hook it up. Darko can do that. He's done everything else.
Darko?
What, the wireless?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just in case.
Yeah, the wireless.
Look it up.
Dude, I ain't touching your network crap.
Look it up.
Is that in quotes?
Are you wireless mics?
Yeah.
Is that a metaphor?
Yeah. Actually, we don't have any more cables, dude.
You want to touch my wireless mic?
Oh, no, there's one in there. There's one in the case.
No, we used it.
We fucking suck.
Well, hey, we had to try to get the phones working and everything else working while, you know, you were off gallivanting around. Somebody had to work.
Yeah. About that.
The last. Did you want to see too?
Somebody needs to go
what
run.
What am I looking at?
The very last. Very bottom.
Hang on, we're all chatting with Bunny's boyfriend now.
We're not really chatting with the boyfriend. We're just showing things.
We
need to get more like noises and sound effects in here. There you go. There's a sound effect for the ages.
Did you get that? You sample that? I can't do it again.
Oh, too bad.
We are recording. We can sample it later.
So, about 6 hopes ago, it was H2K2. Was it, were you there?
Ugh.
No, that was before you. H2K2.
Before you. Your baby.
It was my first time at Hope. Because I'm an old man. And we had... trying to shorten this story. So, long story short... We received our invites to the party at the Hacker Halfway House.
Oh, we're going back to this.
Moment of silence for the Hacker Halfway House.
Where's the girl screaming?
And it was our first time in New York City as well. And we were, at the time, squatting in an abandoned dorm room at NYU. What are you doing? So, we had no idea how to get from anywhere to anywhere else. And... the instructions on the back of the invite for the Triple H party were very vague.
Okay. So continue.
Okay. You know, it's got like vague subway directions. It kind of assumed that you knew New York City or like how to get around in the subway system, etc. This is our first night in the city ever.
Right.
And we had spent the entire day in the conference. And we're like, okay, we'll just take the subway to Brooklyn, and then we're there. Because Brooklyn's like four blocks long. And so we get on the subway, we take it to the right stop, and we make the wrong turn coming out of the subway terminal. And we're going... I wish I knew the streets and stuff, because when I used to, I would tell the story to people who lived here, and they'd be like, oh my god, why aren't you dead? And we made the wrong turn, and we were walking for freaking ever. Like miles and miles and miles. And we have, in our entourage, we have myself, two other guys, like five women. Like five petite, totally can't take getting jumped by hobo women. And two bags of wine. And by bags of wine, I mean they started as boxes of wine that we took the bag.
Hey, Darko, can you kill your mic if you're going to talk to somebody?
Yeah, fine.
Thank you.
So, by bags of wine, I mean we took the... If you've ever gotten a box of wine, inside of it is a bag.
Yes. I am familiar with
it's
this
like,
concept.
It's like a little nipple or something that you turn on and
it's a bag with a nipple on it, as Bunny likes to put it. We know why. And so we had taken the bags out of the boxes and put them into tool bags, so it was less obvious that we're walking through horribly dangerous neighborhoods filled with homeless people carrying liquor, because that's just asking for it. So it turns out we're walking along whatever street borders Queens and Brooklyn. Anybody? No. Okay. And apparently is a horrible neighborhood. It was all industrial all the way through, just bad times. And you never really saw anybody, but you could hear, like, rustlings in the shadows. All like, what was that kind of shit? And every now and then, like, you'd see, like, screaming cop cars fly past, like, a half mile down the road. Things of that nature. And we're just walking and walking and walking and freaking walking. We're like, we totally should have been at this party by now. And we didn't know where to go from there. We didn't know where we ended up. And we get stopped by this dude who pulls up on a bicycle, on a 10-speed. Total, like, obvious crackhead. This is before meth was big. So I get to say crackhead. Because now you don't know, and you got to be politically correct. Is he a meth head? Is he a crackhead? Don't assume. Definitely crackhead.
Okay.
Pulls up by us, stops on his bike, and goes, what are you all doing here? Like, and he, like totally, like, has this sobered up, there's a problem here that needs to be addressed look on his face. Like, what are you all doing here? Like, listen, I'm a crackhead, and normally I might take your money, but this is a fucked up situation that we need to address first. And we're like, oh, we're trying to find this party, and we don't know where we're going. He goes, well, okay, where are you trying to get to? And we tell him, we got the address, and he's like, oh, shit, no, y'all gotta get out of here. This is, no, you need to get out of here, like, right now. And he goes, do you know where to go? He goes, yeah, but it's like 5 miles the other way, like, that way, back where you came, like, you... But you got, I can give you all a ride on my bike. It'll be one at a time, but I'll give you a ride. Like, this dude, like, was so frightened for our well-being that, like, he offered, like, he, on all seriousness, would have given us rides to the Packer halfway house in the back of his 10-speed just to get us out of there. We scared the shit out of him by being there. He's like, no. Okay. And he tells us how to get there. And we're like, okay, we write it down, and we got it, we're all good. And he's like making sure that we understand where we need to go and how fast we need to be going there. He's like, all right, we're like, wow, thanks, man, that was really good. And, like, we gave him a few bucks first time, and he's like, all right, y'all need some crack? While we're here, like, yep. And we're like, no, he's like, all right, I didn't think so, but doesn't hurt to ask.
So this is the short version.
This is the short version.
Apparently.
Yeah. No, but that's about how that conversation went down. Like, y'all need some crack? No. All right, didn't think so. It's cool. Just, you know, you gotta take every sales opportunity that presents itself to you. Doesn't hurt to ask. That's sales, Johnny Christmas sales tip number 7.
Pay attention to hookers.
For the sale.
Number one is pay attention to hookers.
Yeah. Number one is take care of the customer. So we begin our long trek back towards this horrible neighborhood again. And we're lost. We don't know where we're going.
Again.
Again, we're in this horrible, horrible neighborhood.
Maybe you should have taken a crack, because even if you didn't know where you're going, at least you had fun.
Yeah, this was not fun at all. These girls are scared to death. Nobody's got money for a cab. There's no cabs coming through anyway.
Well, yeah, they don't pick up in Queens.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah.
See? Thanks for telling me. 8 years later. Appreciate it. So, we're walking back. We don't know where we are again. We're just totally fucking lost. And there's this figure approaching us in the distance. And we're like,
was it God?
Do we,
coming to save you?
Hang on.
It was the crackhead on the bicycle. On.
He's he did take the crack, for the record.
And we're like, should we just cross the street or something? You know, do we want to even, like, come within arm's reach of this, whatever the fuck this is? As he gets closer, we see it's this kid. Looks like he's maybe 14. Totally grunged out. Like, he's wearing JNCOs and a wallet chain and, like, hair down to his navel.
I miss JNCOs.
Like, a cannibal corpse shirt. Like, this kid was way too white to be in this neighborhood. We're like, all right, clearly he's not from around these parts, or yeah. And he's walking towards us, and we're like, all right, so we just keep on walking, and we're like, well, you know, maybe just ask him, maybe he's from around here, or he would know where he's going. Obviously, he's just walking around, he's got to know something, or he's all cracked out too. So like, we get closer, and he stops us, and he goes, "Where are you guys trying to go?" And we're like, "Oh, we're trying to get to this party that's in Brooklyn." And he goes, "Oh, I know where that is." all I told him was we're trying to get to this party in Brooklyn, and he's like, "Oh, I know where that is." Really? Friday night, and you know where the one party is? The only party in Brooklyn is? Yeah. And we go, "No, it's like in a warehouse, but it's on the second floor. It's like a bunch of hackers there." He goes, yeah, no, I know where that is. Okay. And like, we're not really going for it. We go, "Where is it?" And he goes, "Back this way." And we knew we had to be going that way, in that direction.
Alright.
She's like, "Oh, it's back this way. I'll take you there." Okay. And so he starts
"Come with me
back
in this dark alley."
Well, no, he starts going back the direction we needed to go anyway. So, like, alright, well, if things get sketchy, we'll just ditch him. But we need to go this way either way. So we're following him. And we go, our buddy Otto, who was supposed to be in here, was out in the con all like, "Those bastards ditched me." He's out with the hookers. He starts talking to this kid, and he's like, "So how far is it?" And the kid goes, "Oh, it's 2,367 steps." Yeah, we all laugh, you know. Okay, dude. And this dude is tripping, by the way. This dude is tripping on some shit. I don't know what, but he was no more than 20% there. And,
We're just taking pictures of people taking pictures.
You're a cooter.
Bunny finally realized we're all half nude and busted out the camera.
Red glue.
This dude is, if he's 20% there, I'd be impressed. And so he's like 2,637 steps or whatever I said. Thanks for taking a picture of me while I'm holding like phallic objects in my hands. Like,
Maybe you should put your dick back in your pants then. Just
your
saying.
Nose, it can reach my mouth. And so we're following him, and he starts talking about trippy shit. Like, "Do you ever wish that, like, you could be in a video game?" I'm like, "All right, this is just generally like you're on shrooms or something." Talking like, "Oh yeah," and he goes, and he starts talking about like the most obscure Nintendo games that anyone has ever, like, I don't know how I knew about these. Like, I played. Yeah, I was 8 when the Nintendo came out, so I was the hardcore target generation for this system. Like, I had the full experience of Nintendo throughout my whole life.
I started at 3.
Bunny started at 3, but...
3 years, something like that. I wasn't even okay. 11 years.
She'll be here until 11.
So, I've played a lot of Nintendo games in my times, and now we've got emulators, which extended my ability to pick up on anything I missed out on. And he's talking about stuff like, do you remember Mylan's Secret Castle? Anybody ever played Mylan's Secret Castle?
No, I have no idea.
Bizarre, obscure, like really bizarre Nintendo game. Adventure Island was a more popular one he brought up. I don't know. I can't remember because it was all obscure, but he's like, he would talk in depth about what it would be like if he was actually in these video games. Like Mylan's Secret Castle, your thing was like, you shot, your weapon was bubbles, and you shot bubbles at dragons and crap, and he's like, and you had to break into people's windows and shit, and then like, they would try to kill you, but you'd be like, fucking bubble, and you would